Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yes, indeed. Final hour of the Get Right right here on 105.3 The Fan. Reginald Adetula here with you alongside Blake Elliott.
Kasersky.
Thanks to our guy Larry D. Flores on the ones and twos and you for rolling with us on this Wednesday evening in the DFW. Like I said, one more to go on this Wednesday evening. It'll be our last hour of program before you get some Rangers baseball in your ear holes right here on the home of the World Series champion, Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Stars will be back in action tomorrow evening as well. And luckily for them, they have a late game on against the Canucks. And so that'll be good to maybe help some DFW sports fans get your baseball in. And then you can turn over to watch a little Stars as well as they're on the road facing off against the Canucks and hopefully adding more points to their total and helping them push towards winning the Central Division. So that should a super fun sports day tomorrow. Opening day is a great sports day just in general, ain't it?
It is a great sports day, and I wanted to ask you, who do you think has the highest ticket price for the opening day games out of all the teams?
This is a good one.
The cheapest ticket, because obviously high tickets could be used. So the cheapest ticket out of all the teams, what do you think the range goes?
And opening
day, that makes sense.
Opening day is such a tough ticket to get. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm going to go with Tampa.
Tampa Bay is not at the as the
they're
cheapest.
They're not up there?
No. It is the cheapest ticket you can get is the Pirates at the Miami Marlins.
Oh, I should have I'm not considering the matchup either. Okay.
$13.
You can get into the opening day. An opening day matchup.
That's the cheapest ticket.
That's crazy.
Guardians at the A's is next at 19. And then who do you think is the most expensive?
The most expensive?
Most expensive. There's only one team over $200. Everybody is $160, $140.
Is that Dodgers? Is that Dodgers baseball?
Dodgers is...
It's not Dodgers baseball.
Fifth. Cardinals at Dodgers, the cheapest ticket is $95. The most expensive ticket.
From the 940, is it the Rangers?
Cubs at Rangers, the cheapest ticket you can get is $285.
Yeah, 940 nails it. That's how we begin your headlines on this evening. If you have not already gotten tickets to the Rangers opening day... Good luck, dog. Good luck. Hey, still try, though. It sounds like it's going to be a fiesta. A lot of great food. 105 through the Fan will be out there. You know the G-Bag Nation will be out there. I've learned through my sources that when Blake Elliott will be out there.
Not sources.
I don't want to give my sources away, though.
Yeah.
I got to be a really good journalist. But sources have let me know.
And I wish I had great info to be like, meet me here, meet me there. I don't know because it's per... my source. So when I do know where I'm at, if you care and you want to say hi, I will tweet out where I'm at.
There you go. So if you care. Make sure you follow the man at Blake Live _ and you'll be able to hit up the man, maybe say what's up to Blake Elliott. The famed Blake Elliott of the Get Right on 105 through the Fan.
Let's not do that.
People have noticed his voice over the internet before. So do know.
I hate talking about myself. I actually hate it.
I know what's funny. What's funny is I would hate it if I did this to myself, and so I'm definitely being a jerk doing it to you right now. All right, let's talk about some headlines on this evening where, I guess, continuing in the baseball space, there's a couple of baseball stories I found interesting. Will Smith, catcher for the Dodgers, is finalizing a 10-year, $140 million extension, and I'm surprised that the Dodgers still got money to give out.
Yeah, they backloaded Shohei's contract that he ended up putting on some. No, gotta go there.
Either way, they backloaded the contract
and got Yamamoto with all the rest of the money and still have all the rest of the money to spend on whatever free agent they want. And that is why no salary cap being in Major League Baseball is why you will not see that much parity. And the teams that are at the top seem to stay at the top.
Well, you say that, but I mean, like, you look at champions in MLB, and like, it moves around. Like, you're not seeing necessarily the amount of dominance that one would expect, right? When you just go, the money's up there, and we've seen teams like the Rays come from a place where they don't spend money, but they have a good way of developing talent.
That farm system and pitching,
and they seem to once you get to a place and you're playing well, and we can't pay you. Let's ship you off and get this thing started again. And yeah, swaggy booties. Tampa don't spend. Like, baseball has found a way to find some parity, which in some ways makes you wonder. So what exactly is this salary cap for? Just so these owners don't have to pay?
Okay. Yeah, I think I'd read a stat not too long ago that the team with the highest salary cap hasn't won the World Series since like the 2003 Red Sox. Don't quote me. It was something around there. Like, it's been a while since the team with the highest salary cap has won the World Series. A lot of the Texas Rangers.
But yeah, Will Smith getting a whole bunch of money. The catcher, Will Smith.
Catcher. Yeah. Not Pimpson.
I mean, he has a lot of money doing all these movies and such. Anyways, some other things. Another one that I found interesting. There's a young prospect, young player. And unfortunately for the Diamondbacks, it's not going to go the same way. Evan Carter starting the season in the lineup for your Texas Rangers. Wyatt Langford starting the season in the lineup for your Texas Rangers. Unfortunately for the Diamondbacks, they're not going to have the same thing for their young guy, Jordan Lawler. Mm. He's going to be out at least 2 months after having right thumb surgery. So he already had been optioned to minor league camp, though. So, when he suffered the injury. And so now had surgery. He's going to miss some time before he even has an opportunity to get back to that baseball situation. So
prayers up, man.
Yeah. It just makes you, at least for me, it makes me appreciate the young guys, the fortune that you've had, and then also just the capabilities that you have in your young guys, and a lot of them, and just like the injury luck in some ways. And it's weird to say because you had a couple of guys have injuries or have things they have to deal with, but I mean, Corey Seager, who had the sports hernia surgery, he'll be ready for opening day, it seems. And then you mentioned Josh Young, your third baseman, had a random kind of muscle pull.
Yep.
Happens at camp. Still ready to go. It looks like he'll be ready to start the season. Obviously, Nathaniel Lowe is not ready to start the season. But, like, we had the news earlier today that Max Scherzer might not even go on the 60-day IL. And so you're seeing a certain level of, health luck in some ways that the Rangers are dealing with. And maybe luck isn't the right word, because maybe there needs to be some credit given.
Prosperity.
I like that. Maybe there's some level of recognition that needs to be given to the health staff for your Texas Rangers.
Yeah, that's a very underrated part of sports.
It does seem like you've had guys make their ways back from things a little bit quicker. Some of that is like, hey, Scherzer, right? Scherzer is just, he's an old head. He's a little hard-headed. He's going to decide he wants to come back. That happened last season. But like, these guys are making their way back relatively quickly from things, at least compared to what we had set out as the timeline. And so, good things for the Rangers, and hopefully that level of fast recovery continues to happen, because I mean, look, injuries are going to happen during the course of a season, but if you can get guys back quicker, it's always a good thing.
I think having a good medical staff is so underrated. Think about in every sport, every team gets injured. I don't think there's ever been a team that didn't have someone get injured in any sport for a whole season. Someone's going to get hurt, and to have someone that you can rehabilitate to get back on the field or court or ice, whatever it may be, quickly and efficiently, and not be rushed or whatever it may be in a timely manner. How many times do we see injuries mishandled or mismanaged or messed up? And that can mess up a team long term. It can mess up contracts, like all that stuff. So when you have a good medical staff, I think that's a really underrated part to having a successful team and a dynasty.
Absolutely. I will go to the YouTube chat for a second. We're talking about how in baseball it's called payroll as opposed to salary cap. I understand. What I was talking about is the idea that because in baseball you see the ways that payroll does not necessarily indicate what who is going to win, and that is, you know, the parity is not necessarily created by the, you know, the
money.
By the money. And I was alluding then to other teams that have salary caps, and why do those things exist if not for parity?
Ooh, that what do you think about this from the 2-4? When you're winning, there's less injuries. Players eager to be part of it. I think that's kind of like a psychological reason a little bit. I can buy into that a little
there's
bit.
There's a possibility that some of that shows up. No, it's cool. Is it Jamanash? I hope I got a Jamanash. I hope I said that correctly. But no, I just wanted to clarify, because if somebody did not understand what I meant, wanted to make that clear. And yes, 817, Keith Meister is amazing. DeGrom is already throwing on flat ground from the 817. So yeah, look, man, it's great seeing your Rangers be able to make their way back relatively quickly from injuries, because injuries are going to happen. Unfortunately, it's a part of sports in some ways, but you want to minimize that level of exposure in those ways. And the Rangers have seemed to get that level, that going well for themselves. Some other things that popped up during the course of today. NCAA talk, you ready?
Let's do it.
NCAA President Charlie Baker wants to ban prop bets in college sports. Now, obviously, he wants to bet on the prop bets of college sports, and you can see the ways in which gambling has continued to pop up in our popular zeitgeist when it comes to sports.
What a great word, right?
And with that being that, people love it. Every time I say zeitgeist, it really just...
It feels very progressive.
Sure, fair enough. But with that being the case, like he says, quote, the NCAA is drawing the line on sports betting to protect student athletes and protect the integrity of the game. Issues across the country these last several days show there's more work to be done. And so do you agree or disagree with Charlie Baker and his want to, hey, no prop bets on individual players in college sports?
Yeah, Reggie, unfortunately, I got a good amount to say about this. So cut me off whenever you need to.
Unfortunately.
Well, unfortunately, just because it's become a problem.
Let it fly.
Where do you draw the line with this? Because, yeah, okay, let's. Blake is a college athlete. Reggie's a college, whatever. Blake is at Ohio State playing basketball. You can no longer bet on college basketball or football and hockey, whatever.
Well, cool. No, prop bets.
Prop bets on it.
Yeah.
But who's to say that I'm not just going to influence my sister to put in a bet for me? Where does the line stop? Because
it's so easy
to put that information out.
I don't think that that's going to instant. I think you might be misunderstanding what we're going for. There is not the idea that the players can't do prop bets. The idea that the books cannot make prop bets
for colleges.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there will be no bets live with college players. Okay.
On individual players, because okay. I mean, look, and
that makes more sense.
One of the reasons why this becomes apparent is going to allow me to do the thing that I think a lot of people, if you know me, you know the place where I'm going to go, which is, hey, NCAA, there would be a little bit less incentive for people to, you know, game the system in that if you paid them what they are worth and what they are due and they are not necessarily looking for this money. However, I'm not so naive as to think, even if you paid them what they are due, that they wouldn't go and try and add more money on.
More.
Like, there's just so much room for shenanigans and nefarious activity with this. I think this is right. Like, you should not have prop bets in this particular area.
And professionally, you can regulate a little bit more. They're at their place of work. They're not going to school. They're not, like, you kind of know the places they're going.
These guys are at work, too. But, yeah, anyways, you're saying, you have a point.
It really is tough because I understand taking out the player props. These guys manipulate the system. I'm a show up late. I'm going to do this. Like, I just feel like there's more variability with being able to control your prop versus in a national basketball level where it's like, hey, I might never have a career.
Right.
And
exactly.
Like, with Jonte Porter.
Exactly. And I think that's why it's he has a point here. The NCAA is not, and the president of the NCAA is not usually one I go up for, but I think Charlie Baker has a point here. It's so rife for shenanigans.
And now, is this every sport? Every sport? Or just...
That's what... I mean, like, okay. This would be across all NCAA sanction. And now, of course, I don't know that he has the you know, I mean, dominion to be able to go over this and say... But I think
he's... so popular. Especially, like, college basketball and football. These guys get really into it.
The difference here is, in the ways that these professional leagues are in bed with these books and stuff, the NCAA itself is not. The NCAA itself does not have associations with these sports books. Right. And so I don't think that they're as worried about the idea of the books, you know, making money off these props. It's just going to be, hey, this is not going to be.
Think about how easy it is for some of these players to be in a little small group in class and be like, hey, you know, I'm not assuming they just do it randomly, but hey, you know, this guy hasn't been playing, or I'm not going to play tonight, or I'm not going to play a quarter because the coach, go ahead and take the under and we'll split it. Like, in the NFL, there's less teams, less players. Guys are a little bit older. In college, they're probably not as incentivized to be as honest and have a little bit more wiggle room. You got friends all around you being influenced easily. You need more money. I see the problem in having those prop bets for college players, and I understand try to change it.
So, yeah, I think he's right. I'm interested to see if any of the professional sports books or any of the sports books, like, decide to, of their own volition, make that change, or if that's going to have to be something that is somewhat legislated. I don't know exactly what the next steps are on that, but I think that he is right in this instance, and you're not going to get me say that a lot about Charlie Baker and his decisions for the NCAA. Some other headlines. This one caught a lot of attention. I think that's kind of the reason why it came out. But Caitlin Clark, you're familiar with her?
Hooper.
Big time Hooper for Iowa, the Iowa Hawkeyes, who continue. They will continue their quest for to try and win a championship, a national championship, when the women's tournament continues on, what, Friday is when their games start. Oh, yeah, we got tournament basketball tomorrow, too. Wow, great sports day. But Caitlin Clark apparently was offered by the Big Three Basketball League. You're familiar with this, the half-court league that was started by Ice Cube. Caitlin Clark was offered $5 million to play in the league. Ice Cube confirmed this after on Twitter after, I believe, TMZ reported this or something like this. And so with that being the case, yes, TMZ reported it. He said that, quote, "We intended to offer to remain private while Caitlin Clark plays for the championship, but I won't deny what's now already out there. Big Three made a historic offer to Caitlin Clark. Why wouldn't we? Caitlin is a generational athlete who can achieve tremendous success in the Big Three." And it's a 10-game schedule in the Big Three. They kind of do it as like a tour of sorts. Then the idea is that the 10-game schedule would not interfere with her ability to play in the WNBA. And I imagine if she did go and decide to do this, that $5 million probably gives you the opportunity to not have to go play overseas in the offseason for the W. With that being the case, you're in on that?
100%. I think it gives more exposure to the women's game. I think that's.
I don't know. I feel like this works the other way. I think a lot of people talk about this as exposure to the women's game. This is about the Big Three kind of trying to utilize Caitlin Clark's fame. That's why you're paying her $5 million.
She's finna cook Brandon Rush for $5 million. This is gonna be amazing.
I don't like, and of course we have no idea if she would do this or what have you. But like, that's what this is the Big Three who. I don't want to say bad things, but they're not as big as they were when they first started.
It can be like, a little, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
I think that's why you try and do this, is the opportunity for the visibility that we give. Because like, one of the biggest names, at least in college sport or basketball and in a lot of basketball right now, is Caitlin Clark. So you're getting an opportunity to bring that to your league and have people look at you. And you know what? As much as Ice Cube says that the anticipation was to not have this get out there until after the tournament, maybe he's right. I think the idea was, though, for this to get out there, because the idea of talking about this puts the Big Three back in front of people. Even if she does not sign up to play, people are like, oh, yeah, the Big Three, that's a thing. And I think that's why this happens more than anything. But, I mean, I don't blame the Big Three for doing this. It's a smart gamble, and if she plays, I think that's a great draw, and it speaks to just how valuable Caitlin Clark is as a star, and how, you know, the women's game starting to get a little bit of shine in and of itself, like by its own, and not necessarily the other way around.
I buy it.
So I found that to be a very interesting thing. And real quick before we go, we talked about John Calipari and how his Kentucky Wildcats embarrassed themselves to Oakland in the first round of the NCAA tournament last week, I guess, mm-hmm. is the way that I have to say that. A lot of people were looking at, will John Calipari stay? It was confirmed by the AD at Kentucky that he will return for his 16th season, and it just felt obvious. It was going to take $33 million to buy him out of his contract.
Yeah, they ain't doing that.
That's a lot of money to pay for someone to go away.
Ain't doing it.
Yeah. So there you go. Mitch Barnhart said, quote, "As we normally do at the end of every season, Coach Calipari and I have had a conversation about the direction of our men's basketball program, and I can confirm that he would return for his 16th season as our head coach." If they didn't have that big buyout, you think Cal was still the coach?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's earned it. I think people are being a little critical. Okay. Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Those are some of your headlines on this evening in the Metroplex. Let's get right here on 105 Through the Fan. Thanks for hanging out with us. Coming up next, we'll do a little bit of Blake It or Leave It. I almost forgot the name of the segment. 877-881-1053. Next on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So get right here on 105.3 The Fan. Reginald Atatula here with you alongside Blake Elliott.
Yesirsky.
Thanks for...
Said that while dancing.
Yeah, that's what made it. I mean, it was aggressive, yes, Sirski, but then also dancing, enjoying a little bit of a, what is this, a dubstep remix of Take On Me is ultimately what it is. But thanks for hanging out with us on this Wednesday in the DF Dub. Hope your evening has been going well, and if it hasn't, maybe you can join along, have a little fun, as we get ready to play a little Blake It or Leave It.
Yes, this is going to be the most fun you've had all day.
That's a big claim.
It's going to be the most fun you had all day. I already know. Okay. Whatever you did today, your day is going to get better right now, because we got a little bit of Blake It or Leave It. And if you're new to the program, I am going to introduce a topic in a second. And the topic is going to be 10 items from the list. Five of those items you have to delete forever. You never get to have them again. Five of these items you get to keep. You have to choose the five that you like, the five that you don't like, and we're going to eliminate one by one and take you through our process of thinking of which ones we think are most important.
So get involved on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys text line, 877-881-1053. Let us know if you like the way we do that right there.
Yeah, I need everybody involved right now. If you can.
Don't look at me like you didn't know that that's exactly what I was going to do when you put on some chingy. Come on, dog.
I don't want anybody getting in a wreck, but if you're at home or if you're at a stoplight and you want to text in the answer, text it in. Here we go. This is, I think, one of the best ones that I've come up with. I got a shout out to my Snapchat and social media. They helped me come up with a couple. I was a little jaw locked with the last three.
Okay.
They sent me a couple items. So for the first category tonight, we'll be doing things that will never happen to you again. So these things are going to be unfortunate things that happen. When you cross them off the list, that unfortunate thing will not happen to you again.
So you can get rid of five of these things, but the other five, you just got to hold on.
The other five will happen. The five. So you want to eliminate ones like, oh, that's the worst. I don't want that to happen to me again. Okay, I'm going to read off the list. Forget where you put your keys/wallet/phone. I didn't want to just single one out because they're all kind of the same. So yeah. Forgetting where you put your keys, wallet, or phone. Getting a flat tire is number two. Number three, getting stuck in traffic when running late to work.
Yeah.
Number four, your electronics being dead when you need them the most. Number five, waking up late to whatever it may be. Number six, forgetting to bring a jacket and it's cold outside.
Tough.
Number seven, having to wait in a long drive-through lane. Number eight, forgetting groceries you should have got after you just went grocery shopping.
Tough.
Number nine, your car declining in public. Number 10, buying something online that does not fit.
Okay.
All these are pretty unfortunate. Which of these is one that it is the most unfortunate? You want to get off the list right off the bat. You hope this never happens to you again if you could.
I mean, the wake up late.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. That's really unfortunate.
I would like to never wake up late again because...
To anything. Work, date, friend hangout.
Yeah, I'm not a morning person necessarily, and so sometimes, but I just hate the feeling of waking up late, because also for me, what waking up late also means I'm somebody that I don't like leaving the house if I don't have like the whole hygiene routine.
Yep.
And sometimes you wake up late, you got to sacrifice some things. I just feel bad. Like, not everybody will, right? Some people, you can live that way, and that is what it is. But for me, got to go through the whole routine. You know, got to get the shower, brush the teeth, all that. I got to do all of it in the morning. And so if I wake up on time, that I can be at peace. So I need that one to be gone.
I think on this one, we can just keep eliminating things because none of these are necessarily good where it's like, oh, I want to keep that.
Oh, well, actually, there's a couple of them that I'm fine with that one.
Okay. Where are you going where you're like, you're okay with doing it based on the list?
Getting a flat tire, I'm actually fine with.
Okay. Reggie is keeping flat tire.
And you know what? I should
walk to work again.
Yeah. Walking doesn't, you know, get mad. And then I know how to change a tire. I'm cool with that. Go. Now, the thing about it, I really should think more about that is the opportunity, like, is now having to buy the new tires, because that runs your pockets like crazy.
He tried to do that one night on the way to the station. Like, Reggie was like, I'm just going to walk to work.
I sure did.
Did he get here on
actually,
time?
Actually, but this is the thing. I wasn't walking. Because are you talking about the time that it was like with Jared and... Yeah. And so I actually was on a deadline in that instance because we had to be on air. I think it was probably like a Rangers hot stove last year. And so I had to put a little giddy up in my step because the walk wasn't going to get me there. I needed to run. And so I started running. Jared, being the nice guy that he is, decided to, you know, drive up, pick me up about 3/4 of the way here.
I know the next one is getting eliminated off my list. If you know me on a personal level, you know this is one of the most things that I vent about all the time. It's going to be number 7 on the list, having to wait in a long drive-thru lane.
Oh, you hate that?
Hate it. Hate it more than almost anything on this list. So easy for me to put it on something. I would love to never have to wait in a long drive-thru line because I'm there for the fast food nature of it. And if I have to wait, I am angry like I am right now.
Okay. That's fair. I usually don't get that. And this is the problem. Like, I probably just need to have the things that I need gone because there's some things I'm like, actually, that's fine. I usually am fine with that.
Okay, what's another one that you want to never happen to you again?
I don't want to. I hate having to look for things that I have that, like, I know I have.
I'm with you on that.
The forgetting where you put your keys. It usually is the key. Actually, keys, wallet, and phones. I need that to be gone forever because it's always as I'm trying to leave the house and I'm like, this is making me late.
And you can't just leave without your phone or keys and wallet. Yeah, so I'm with you on that one.
Oh, wow. 214. Homeboy just got some Vogue. $1,700 tires only. That is wild.
Okay.
That is tough.
I think I know another one I'm going.
Another one that you just, this can never happen to me again.
I get stuck in traffic a lot. It is pretty annoying, but it's not the end of the world. I think I'm going to go with electronics being dead when needed most. Like, I think I was at a concert one time trying to find my friends and my phone died. Or say maybe you're the speaker guy for the party and speaker dies.
Am I interpreting this right? Can I just make this mean that I never have to charge my phone? Because that's great. Like, having to worry about charging my phone has become an unreasonable annoyance for me.
Like, when you get to work, it's no longer, oh, I forgot to charge my computer or tablet. It's at 3%. It's always just at 100%.
Because you've seen me leave this building multiple times because I forgot my charger.
You were a little bit inspired by this one.
Okay, so I guess I have to then make sure that I select that one as well.
I only got one more I can eliminate, and I got to live with the rest. I'll say the forgetting to bring a jacket, I can live with that. I'm going to keep that one.
God, I hate when that happens, bro. Buying something online that doesn't fit, I do not care. That's fine.
I can live with that one.
Car declining in public. Usually I'm fine
because
I know exactly where my numbers are to where it. And if it does happen, it means there's something wrong with the car. So I'm just like, oh, well, my bad. Let me get you another car. Right. Like that.
Cashiers. No, it didn't go through. $3.75. Right? You have $3.75.
Y'all cashiers that are doing that, quit being a hater, dog. Like, what is wrong with you?
That
have some discretion to you.
Sir, that $6 charge did not go through. Do you have another car? You jerk. Okay. I got one more I can eliminate. Let me keep another one. I think I can deal with my car declining in public. Mm-hmm. Not the end of the world. I can deal with forgetting groceries.
While you do that, I need me to never forget groceries that I should have gotten. This is partially because I'm not always great at doing my list. And also, I live around a corner from the store. Yeah. So I'm like, I'll just go back. But I always forget. It's more than just a mild inconvenience for me to go to the store real quick. Yeah. It takes a little bit longer. I always plan. I'm like, I'll be back in like 15 minutes. And it takes like 30 minutes. And I didn't plan well. And I really could have saved myself that time by just making a list and getting those things. So yeah, I never want to forget things that I should have gotten.
My final elimination is going to be never getting stuck in traffic again when running late to work. So I eliminated. I will never forget where my wallet, keys, and phone are. I will never get stuck in traffic running late to work. My electronics won't be dead when needed most. I won't wake up late, and I won't have to wait in a long drive-thru line. My five.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to not forget to bring a jacket.
Reggie does not like being cold.
I don't like being cold. I'm sorry. I'm from Texas, baby. Cold does not really sit well with me.
Yeah.
And if I do have to be cold, I would at least like to have the things that help me deal with that.
Okay, let's see. From the 214, buy too many things at CVS, Walgreens from now on, it's cheaper.
Huh.
The 214, different 214, no more getting dissed when hollering at shorties with all of the card declining. Doesn't mean you have unlimited money.
I don't even know if that's what I think that they're just like, if I can make sure that I never get dissed when I shoot my shot.
I guess you could kind of interpret that as unlimited money. My card never declines in public. So you're just running it up. Okay.
Oh, wow. Miss Kim trying to put you on Front Street, dog.
See why?
I'm not going to do this to you. I'm not going to do it to you, though. Yeah. Let's go ahead and move on to another.
Yeah, come on. Okay. First dates. We'll run through this.
This is first date location.
First date location. Okay. Mini golf. A restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
A picnic.
Yes.
The movie theater. A museum. An aquarium. A coffee shop, going on a walk, going to the gym, meeting at like a bar / pub.
All right, there's two of these that I can get right out of here. I will yeet them right out of here. I am not doing a first day at the gym. It's not happening.
Yeah,
I don't like going to the gym by myself. Now I got to go with someone that I'm trying to impress. Absolutely not.
I just don't think it's a great place to try to impress somebody because you're probably not going to do it.
Absolutely not. I am also not doing a picnic first date.
It's a bold move. I eliminated a movie first. That was an easy first elimination.
I also want to get rid of movies. Like, I would like to get to know this person, and I'm not going to do that. Watch. Also, I'm kind of the guy that really wants to pay attention to the movie.
Yeah. Shut up. What did they say right here?
And you know what would make me so mad right off the jump? If I find out that she's like my mom and that she wants to ask me questions as if I invented the movie. I hate it so much. It makes me so mad. Ma, I ain't seen the movie yet. We're watching this together. I know exactly as much as you.
Or like they try to predict the movie.
Bro.
Yeah, every mom does that.
Bro.
I told you.
Bro.
I knew that was the killer. Okay, which...
Yeah, I gotta like you first to be able to deal with that. So
which one is the strongest? I'm keeping museum and aquarium.
Museum is elite date. Mini golf is elite date.
I agree. Aquarium, and mini golf for me are staying. Restaurant, I think, is a staple.
Aquarium is good, though.
So I gotta keep between coffee shop, the bar, and a picnic. I think picnic might be a little OD, a little much for a first date. So I'm agree with you. You might be sending the message of let's get married.
what?
I think if you go on a picnic for the first day, you're really telling this girl you're committed.
No, I mean, like, it's a nice gesture. I just know myself. I'm a little lazy. I'm not trying to put together the whole meal.
I'm going to go coffee shop. I think that's a great first date.
Yeah, coffee shop is you got to keep that in the bag.
Yeah.
You got to keep that in the bag.
Ooh, that means no walk. I think walk is also really good, but you're really sending that message that I'm committed, I think. I think a walk, like a long, intimate walk, is kind of like I really, really, really like you.
Walk is cool. A walk is cool. You know what I might do? I might drop aquarium out of here because I'd much rather go to the museum anyways. And then I'll keep the walk in tow. The bar is cool.
But how long are you going to do the walk for?
However long it's needed.
Y'all just going to walk for like 3 hours?
Just stroll, baby.
Walk to the crib?
Just walk around the park or a trail.
So what's your final five? What's making the final five date list?
Mini golf, museum, restaurant, coffee shop.
Mine is all the same, except for I have aquarium instead of the walk. I don't know if I want to commit to the walk. Walk seems a little much. I think walk and picnic are intertwined.
I do like the aquarium. That was a tough one.
The 9-4-0, man, I got a match I've been working on for a minute. It's time to start talking my first date. I'm 100% going with picnic. There we go.
Shouts out to you, baby. Just especially if you know some of the things that she likes. Make that happen.
Someone said hike. I'm not hiking with someone on the first day. I don't know what their intentions are.
I'm also not hike guy, which I don't know why I put walk in here then. I probably should switch that back to aquarium.
I think hike might be the worst first date.
Gym. Gym is the worst.
I would rather go to the gym than go on a hike. If you go on a hike, this person's not a serial killer and you're stuck in the woods
trying
with this
to make
person.
Me do Bulgarian split squats, trying to talk to someone. Well, I'm not doing
and
that.
Don't let Arnold Schwarzenegger be next to you
while
you're doing it.
I'm not doing that. Right, exactly. nasty work.
I'm never going on a hike as a first or second.
Do people actually go to gym dates?
Oh, people going. That's a very popular thing. People love gym dates for a first, especially if you've already kind of seen each other in the gym.
God bless y'all out there that have made the gym a part of your personality. I'd say that with no judgment. Sincerely, God bless you, but I just couldn't do it personally.
The 940 says, will provide update. Yes. Please.
Please do. Please do. Thank you for that, Blake It or Leave It. From 832, what happens if you're halfway through the walk and realize it's working? You got to walk all the way back together. Hating life. You don't have to walk together, but you do have to walk back. That's the tough part.
You got to walk and call an Uber right to the park.
That is the tough part. You guys are raising great questions. I probably shouldn't have picked walk, but it's a little too late for that.
It's already pinned in.
It's used ink. Thanks for another Blake It or Leave It, Blake. Yep. Appreciate that.
Always.
So get right here on 105.3 The Fan. One more segment to go. It's called The Final Call, and it comes up next on The Fan. So get right here on 105.3 The Fan. Reginald Atatula here with you alongside Blake Elliott.
Misursky.
Thanks to Larry D. Flores on the ones and twos all evening, making it sound good. Appreciate you, sir. And thank you guys for rolling with us through 4 hours of radio on this Wednesday. Fun one thus far. We had a lot of fun, and I think there's a lot of excitement more than anything for Rangers baseball opener on opening day against the Chicago Cubs. Super excited for that. Of course, keep it locked right here on 105.3 The Fan. All the excitement will run all day from 10 a.m. From 5:30 a.m. Goodness gracious. When Sean and RJ get going, 10 a.m. when the KNC Masterpiece get going, and then, of course, 2 p.m., G-Bag Nation will be working live from Globe Life Field. Make sure to go say hi to those fellas if you're out there on the second level in center field. And, of course, Rangers baseball will be going right here on your home of the Rangers. You get Jared Sandler, you get Matt Hicks, you get Eric Nadel. The band is back together in full force, and we are back at it. And, of course, you'll get a little bit of a get right as well. It'll be myself and CA after the game. Just to take you home on a fun opening day / opening night excursion. So
I figured out where I'm going to be sitting.
Okay, cool. Do you want to tell the folks, or do you want to not tell the folks?
I think that's fine. Yeah, I'll be sitting in section 130.
Look at that nice
row
seats.
4, seat 22.
Oh, look at the good seats happening over here.
If you happen to be in the area, I'll probably be walking around trying all the food as well. Saying what's up to the G Bag Nation as well. Come say hello if you care. If not, cool. If you run into me. And I don't know. I don't really know what I would do in that situation. I'd probably say hi.
You've got a little bit of experience now.
I got a little bit of experience.
You probably just talk to people like humans.
Like, hi, it's the guy who fell out of the chair.
And then, you know, maybe ask them about where they would take people on first dates.
Yeah, I can get a whole segment done just meeting the Utolos.
You absolutely could. Shout out to the 469 on the Franklin Injury Attorney's text line. As we were talking about during the course of Blake It or Leave It first date locations, and they said the Dallas Aquarium is also elite. There's multiple bars when walking through it.
Ooh, Perot Museum is also a good shout. Those are two good ones.
You said what?
Perot Museum.
I haven't been to the Perot yet. I've been meaning to go to the Perot just by itself without it being a date, but also
yeah.
Like it looks like a great place for a first date as well. Yeah. All right, the final call here on the get right. And I did want to kind of really lean into the Rangers of this all. What are you most excited about when it comes to opening day or just tomorrow in general? As I mentioned, we still got NCAA college basketball. The Sweet 16 begins tomorrow. And then we also got some Stars hockey. They'll be taking on the Vancouver Canucks. And so, yeah, that happens at 9 p.m. What are you most excited for? And even in the game, right? What are you most excited for in there? Are you most excited for seeing Wyatt Langford start his career officially? Are you excited to see Nathan Eovaldi? Are you excited? Like, what are we most excited for tomorrow?
Yeah, so number one power ranking on the Blake excitement level for this weekend, Wyatt Langford first to bat. That's easy one. Number two, trying all the food. That's easy, number two. Number three, Sweet 16 college basketball.
Okay.
And rounding out my top four, at number four is going to be Adolis Garcia out there in the outfield, being right behind him and just cheering on Elbombi. That's my top four right there.
Yeah, it feels like Wyatt Langford's going to be real high in all of this, seeing his first at bat.
Love it. Can't wait. Haven't seen him in person yet.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair. And so that opportunity, I wonder how much like the championship gold lined jerseys are going to play here. Because I think, did we already talk about it?
I don't think we have today.
Not today, but we've talked about it.
I just don't know about
I don't how long know. Like, I, seeing pictures again, I saw, who was it? I think it was Dane Dunning. in the jersey, and then the hat looks real cool, right? The blue hat, gold tee, that looks real cool. I think the gold pops. On the jerseys, you have the Rangers outlined in red and blue, and then in the middle of that, you have the gold, and it feels like the gold doesn't pop because red and blue are such stark colors. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I was like, I don't know. Yeah. It feels like it doesn't hit the way that it should, but that hat?
Yeah.
I'm going to need to get a hand on one of the hats.
I think we can agree if Wyatt's jersey is there, it'll be the most sold. Who do you think is in number two in the pro shop tomorrow?
Oh, that's a good question.
Carter?
I feel like it's still Adolis.
Adolis, yeah.
Adolis is a dude who, like, for one, and apologies if this sounds crass, ladies love cool Adolis, right?
Look, yeah, for sure.
Adolis, I've seen this in person, and I didn't realize it until I started really encountering it. The women love Adolis,
man,
right?
His favorite player.
Did not realize, like, I guess, again, being a dude, it did not cross my mind in that way. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. I see what y'all talking about. I get where you're coming from. But in addition to that, like, he's a passionate player. He plays very fun, and we saw that. We saw how that carried this team at points. And so, like, Adolis, he moves people. He does.
And then you think Seager, then Carter?
Probably.
Yeah.
I know Semien is still one that people love. I know that we don't think of that just because he's, like, real blue-collar, hard nose, and those types of things. But people rock with Marcus Semien for good reason.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, 214, they're with me. They said the hat's fire. As a whole, the jersey, it misses, like the city line. Cool, almost. Okay. Yeah, I don't know that I was willing to go as far as it misses, but I'm just like, it doesn't quite pop the way that I feel like the goal should.
You want to hear some exciting news?
What's the exciting news?
Well, I have a feeling that it won't matter how it is because they'll get another chance to do it because they're going to win again this year.
Oh, look at that.
They'll get another chance to
look
do it again.
Look at that.
They'll be like, hey, y'all didn't like this one? How about we roll out a different one next year? We'll have two to pick from.
Hold that. Yeah, I'm super excited to see this team get back after this. From the 806, LL Cool A does have a nice ring to it. You know, you see what I'm going for there, right? Like, ladies love Cool Adolis, LL Cool A.
Is that his nickname? I haven't heard that one.
I mean, I just said that right now. You're familiar with LL Cool J, right?
Yes,
that's how his name came about. Okay. And so I just made it LL Cool A.
I like it.
Very good.
Does everyone have a nickname on the Rangers now?
I don't.
Like prominent players, like, you know, the guys that are making all-star teams and stuff like that.
That's a good, I mean, there's not necessarily ones that I think about with all these. I need to go do my research.
Did we even give one to Evan Carter last year?
Oh, Evan Carter's got some nicknames. he's a full count Carter. I know he got because of his discipline. What was it that Mike Bassett tried to start calling him? The Savior. Mike was so excited for the Evan Carter experience before we saw that it would actually happen. And then when it got closer, he got even more hyped up. Like, it's funny to think about Evan Carter. And I'm not saying that people don't love Evan Carter. People love Evan Carter. But, like, there was so much hype, and now that Wyatt Langford's here, everybody's like, hey, man, I need to save this hype for Wyatt. Like, the Evan Carter thing, it's still his rookie season.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, like, I think we're like, yeah, we've seen it. We know that he's good.
We know he's good.
We like him. We love him. But this Wyatt Langford thing, though.
I mean, we get it. He got on base every postseason game, whatever.
That's another, if we're talking about excitement for tomorrow. I'm excited to hear the Wyatt Langford call if we can get it from our friend Matt Hicks because he told us that he's leaning towards the nickname of Popeye because that man got crazy big forearms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jungle Cat, of course, for Josh Young.
Yep. So this is sold out crowd tomorrow, yeah?
Gotta be.
Sold out.
Gotta be.
Everyone, what time do you think people are getting
packed
there?
To the gills? Well, I mean, I'm glad that you asked that.
Uh-huh.
Parking lots open at 2.
Okay.
I believe gates open at 3:30, which is when BP happens. And so I feel like people are going to be there right from jump. People are excited about this.
I'm going to make an assumption people are there as early as 10 a.m.
Ooh, okay.
I think people are going to, this is going to be like a parade all over again.
I wonder if there's going to be places for those people to park, but
we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we'll have to see. But, hey, man, shout out to everybody. The excitement is palpable and for good reason, right? You won a World Series championship, and on the back end of this team got better.
Yep.
This team still got better. So super excited to see that. Again, right here, your home of these World Series champions. You'll be able to hear all sorts of talk leading in. You got Sean and RJ at 5:30 all the way through 10. You've got, obviously, you have the KNC Masterpiece with Mike Bassett, who, you know, calling a lot of these games this season. And then, of course, G-Bag Nation is going to be out there. It's going to be a fun day on opening day. I'll be back with you after the game all the way till midnight. So keep it locked here on your home of the World Series champion. 105.3 The Fan.
If any of you message me about playing ranked play, send me a message and I'll hit you up tonight and we'll get to gaming. Tolo.
Peace. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.